combined service, and I see the young people come up and offer a song, my heart is very grateful.
我今天看到还是有几位从大学回来的年轻人，能不能你们站起来让我们欢迎你们好不好？有几位 Vincent 那个 Andrew Caleb， 你们从大学回来的，你们站起来我们欢迎你们。还有其他没有？
Those who are returned from college, we're welcoming them.
上个礼拜好多嘛，哈。
There were a lot last week.
今天对我来讲也是一个非常特殊的日子。
Today is also a very special day for me.
我想对每一个人，2010年就像 David 刚刚讲的，我们进入另外一个十年。
I think for a lot of us, when we look at this year, it's 2010, then we can look forward to the next 10 years, the next decade to come.
今天是我结婚32年的日子。
Today is my 32nd wedding anniversary.
谢谢你们，若不是神的恩典，真的我也娶不到这么好的妻子。
If it weren't for God's grace, I would not have been able to have such a wonderful wife.
我也不会有这么好的孩子。
Or such wonderful children.
我更不可能服侍这么好的教会。
And I wouldn't be able to have such a wonderful church.
愿荣耀都归给神。
So all the praise and glory goes to God.
请我们一起低头，有个简短的祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
恩主，实在是一切都是你的恩典。
Gracious Lord, it is all by your grace.
你拯救了我们，而且你来使用我们。
Lord, you have rescued us and you have saved us.
你要用我们来彰显你的荣耀。
You want to use us to show your glory.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
愿这新的一年里面，让我们能够更好的来服侍你。
In this new year, Lord, please help us to love you and praise you better.
我们可以活出更好的见证来。
That we can live out a testimony that is worthy of you.
我们这样感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you and we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.自从2005年开始，我就求神每年给我年度讲台的信息。
So starting from the year 2005, I asked God to give me a new theme every year to give to the church.
我希望弟兄姊妹们能够借着明白圣经，而且能够在日常生活里面能够活出，能够应用出圣经的原则来。
I pray that all of us, through our knowledge of the scriptures, that we can live out this faith that we've been given.
在过去三年来，神给了我很重的负担，讲了两个很主要的题目。
In the past 3 years, God has given me some very important themes.
第一个题目就是认识耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
The first theme is knowing Christ and Him crucified.
第二个题目接着我讲的是以我主基督为至宝。
The second is the surpassing greatness of knowing God.
我觉得这两个题目就是整个我们学习圣经，我们生活里面最主要的信息。
I believe that in our faith, in knowing the scriptures and in Christianity, that these are the two most important themes.
我们的生活里面如果只明白圣经，可是我们却没有走十字架的道路。
If in our lives we know the Bible but we do not walk the way of the cross,
我们如果没有以耶稣基督做我的至宝最宝贝的，
if Jesus Christ is not the greatest and most precious thing in our lives,
我们的生活里面仍然没有福音，没有真的进入到我们的里面，
then our lives don't have a real gospel or a real testimony in.
所以去年我开始讲旧约中的福音。
So last year we began to speak about the Old Testament.
可是我们去年一年只集中在创世纪，还有讲到摩西的十诫。
But last year we only got to Genesis and the Ten Commandments.
盼望今年我们继续往前走，我们今年要出埃及，要从埃及记出来，然后开始要讲整本旧约中的福音。
So this year we're going to start from Exodus and we hope to go through the rest of the Old Testament.
旧约中的每一卷书都充满了神救赎的图画。
So every book of the Old Testament is full of the picture of God's redemptive plan.
可是仍然也充满了许多撒旦的拦阻。
But it is also full of a lot of the opposition of Satan.
例如在创世纪里面。
If you look in Genesis.
我们看到神创造了完美的伊甸园，可是撒旦却要引诱人来犯罪。
So we see that God created this most beautiful Eden, but Satan used his powers of deception in order to make humans sin.
神要亚当生养教养敬虔的儿女，可是撒旦却使亚当的后代成为凶杀淫乱的世代。
It was God's will that Adam would have godly offspring, but Satan brought adultery and murder into his offspring.
神要祝福亚伯拉罕，要使他的子孙蒙福，可是撒旦却有种种的计谋，要使以色列人成为被掳，成为埃及人的奴隶。
So God wanted to give Abraham many offspring and many children, but Satan tried to extinguish the entire Israelite race.
到底这是怎么回事？
So why is this, or what's going on?
律法书里面有许多的条例，非常的难遵守。条例，这 command。
In the Pentateuch, we can see a lot of commands that are hard for us to understand.
我们看到，如果再去读，你读到那个历史书里面，又是打打杀杀，乱七八糟。
If you continue to read in the books of history, then you'll see battles and warfare and a lot of death.
我们读传道书的时候，看到那个作者对于今世的光景充满了绝望。
If we read Ecclesiastes, we see that there is despair in life.
到底旧约中的福音在哪里？
So where is this redemptive gospel?
今年，所以神给我一个负担。
This year, God has given me a theme.
我盼望能够从历史书、先知书、诗歌书等等每一大卷书里面讲两次到三次的信息。
I hope that in the books of history, in the books of prophecy, in the Psalms, in the Song of Solomon, that we will be able to speak about these books.
我们来明白福音在哪里，而且我们怎么应用在我们生活里头。
So that we can discover where the gospel is in these books and how we can live it out in our lives.
感谢神，在去年十月，当我去芝加哥去参加我的小孙女的奉献礼拜的时候。
Praise God that last October I was able to go to Chicago to attend the dedication ceremony for my new granddaughter.
在那个小小的教会里面，我听到了牧师传讲出埃及记的信息。
In that small church, I heard the preacher give a sermon about Exodus.
就在他那一篇信息里面，给了我很大的启发。
And in that sermon, it gave me a lot of inspiration.
成为今天主要的信息的内容。
So the theme for today comes from there.
请我们一起来读出埃及记第一章第一章十五到二十二节。
Let us read Exodus chapter 1 verses 15 to 22.
这个荧幕只是方便你没有带圣经的或来用，你如果有圣经，我盼望你还是能够打开你自己的圣经来。
The PowerPoint is for those of you who don't have your Bible, but if you do have your Bible, I encourage you to open up to this chapter.
因为我讲到一些重点的时候，你可以在你的圣经上面，你可以把它做记号。
So as we go through the lesson today, you may take notes in your Bible.
而且我们每个人真的每个礼拜天，你必须带你的圣经来教会。
And every Sunday, we all should be bringing our Bibles to church.
出埃及记第一章十五到二十二节，我先用中文来读。
So Exodus chapter 1 verses 15 to 22, we'll use Chinese first to read it.
有希伯来的两个收生婆，一名斯弗拉，一名阿普。埃及王对他们说，你们为希伯来妇人收生，看他们临盆的时候，若是男孩就把他杀了，若是女孩就留他存活。但是收生婆敬畏神，不照埃及王的吩咐行，竟存留男孩的性命。埃及王召了收生婆来说，你们为什么做这事，存留男孩的性命呢？收生婆对法老说，因为希伯来妇人与埃及妇人不同，希伯来妇人本来是强壮的，收生婆还没有到，他们已经生产了，神后代收生婆，以色列人多起来，极其强盛。收生婆因为敬畏神，神便叫他们成立家室。法老吩咐他的众民说，以色列人所生的男孩你们都要丢在河里，一切的女孩你们要存留她的性命。
Verse 15 and on. The king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwives, whose names were Shifra and Puah, when you help the Hebrew women in childbirth and observe them on the delivery stool, if it is a boy, kill him, but if it is a girl, let her live. The midwives, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys live. Then the king of Egypt summoned the midwives and asked them, Why have you done this? Why have you let the boys live? The midwives answered Pharaoh, "Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women. They are vigorous and give birth before the midwives arrive." So God was kind to the midwives, and the people increased and became even more numerous. And because the midwives feared God, he gave them families of their own. Then Pharaoh gave this order to all his people. Every boy that is born, you must throw into the Nile, but let every girl live.
这段经文, 我简单地讲一下它的背景。
Okay, I'm going to give you a little bit of context and background.
神曾经告诉亚伯拉罕说他要赐福给他的后裔。
God had told Abraham that he would bless his offspring and his descendants.
可是他的后裔也一定会去寄居到别人的地方，又要服侍那个地方的人。
But he also told Abraham that his descendants would live in a foreign land and be enslaved for 400 years.
但是经过400年以后，神要把这些以色列百姓从那块地里面带出来。
But after the 400 years, God would lead the Israelite people out of that foreign land.
虽然在约瑟他在做埃及的宰相的时候，当时的法老王他厚待以色列人。
So when Joseph was the prime minister of Egypt, then he brought his family into Egypt, and they were under the care of Pharaoh.
可是过了400年以后，那时候新的王已经不认识约瑟是谁了。
So, but after 400 years had passed, the new Pharaoh did not know who Joseph was.
而且这以色列人非常的会生养，所以生了很多的人。
And the Israelite people were multiplying, and there were many, many of them.
说埃及人就担心以色列人可能会去联合他们的敌人来作乱。
So the Egyptians were afraid that the Israelites would join with other countries and rebel against Egypt.
他们就开始了有那个要杀，要除灭。
So they began to oppress the Israelites and want to extinguish them.
所以刚刚我们读的第15节里面，我们看到法老王就叫收生婆要去杀死新生的婴孩。So
we see in verse 15 of what we just read that the king of Egypt wanted to use the midwives to kill the infants of Israel.
如果这个计划实行成功的话，以色列人就会一步步的被灭种。
So if he was successful, then this would mean the extinction of the Israelite race.
那神对亚伯拉罕的应许能够应验吗？
So can God's promise to Abraham still be fulfilled?
在第17节我们看到了一个很稀奇的事情。
In verse 17, we see a very remarkable thing.
那里说到收生婆敬畏神，不照埃及王的吩咐行，竟存留男孩的性命。
It says that the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt told them to do.
这些收生婆是埃及人啊。
These midwives were Egyptians.
他们是拜偶像的，拜河神的。
They were idolaters. They worshipped idols.
他们怎么可能敬畏以色列人的神呢？
So how could they know this God of Israel?
而且他们竟然敢违背法老王的命令。
And they did not do what the king of Egypt told them to do.
你知道这件事情如果 被法老王发现了，这收生婆是有生命的危险的。You
know that if Pharaoh discovered that the midwives had disobeyed him, then it's very dangerous for them.
可是神竟然感动他们，他们知道说杀死无辜的婴孩是不对的。But
God moved their hearts, and they knew that to kill was a sin.
所以他们不敢在这样的恶事上面有份。So
they were not able to carry out this plan.
所以他们宁可遵照做对的事情，而不随从恶人的计谋。So
they did what God had told them to do. They walked in the way of righteousness and did not follow the way of wickedness.
可是这一下子使得法老王，他就看到不行了，他就从把他的那个计划从阴谋暗中的阴谋变成了公开的一个宣布。So
when Pharaoh saw that this plan had failed, he took his plan from secrecy and out into the open.
在22节里面说到，他下了命令说，以色列人所生的男孩，你们都要丢在河里，一切的女孩，你们却要存留他的性命。In
verse 22, it says, "Every boy that is born, you must throw into the Nile, but let every girl live."
尼罗河在当时是埃及人所有生命的供应的来源。The
Nile, the river Nile, was the source of life for all of Egypt.
可是 法老却要用尼罗河来埋葬生命。But
Pharaoh wanted to use the Nile to bury life.
神救赎的旨意能够应验吗？
Can God's promise and redemptive will survive this?
那到底什么是神救赎的旨意呢？
What is God's redemptive will?
我们在圣经里面又怎么看到撒旦一再的抵挡？
In the Bible, how can we see Satan trying to obstruct his will?
从整本圣经，从创世纪到启示录，我们都看到了撒旦一直在那里拦阻。
For in the entire Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, we can see how Satan continues to try to destroy or to obstruct God's plan.
从创世纪一开始，神就借着蛇，撒旦就借着蛇来引诱亚当犯罪。
Even from Genesis, we can see that Satan used the serpent to try and deceive Adam and Eve into sinning.
那么后来我们又看到，他又借着许多的百姓、许多的敌人，要来灭掉以色列种。
We can see after that that he used many different methods and used many people to try and destroy the Israelites.
因为神在创世纪第三章十五节已经宣告了这场征战。
Well, because in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, God already proclaimed what the outcome of the struggle would be.
他宣告说，我要叫你和女人彼此为仇，就是告诉撒旦说，你的后裔和女人后裔也要彼此为仇。
So he said, I will put opposition or enmity between your descendants and the descendants of this woman.
而且女人的后裔要伤你的头，可是你要伤她的脚跟。
And the seed of the woman will crush her head, and you will strike his heel.
你注意当神在这里宣告了说女人的后裔的时候，他讲的是单数的一个女人的种子一个。
So notice that when God says the woman's seed, he's speaking about one specific person, one seed.
要伤你的头。
And he will crush your head.
那就是一个致命的会打死的一个打击。
There will be one who will destroy Satan.
可是撒旦的后裔呢，他只能够伤女人的后裔的脚跟。
But the seed of Satan will only be able to strike the heel of the woman's seed.
那是指的说撒旦虽然会使女人的使神的百姓受阻，可是会使要来的救主那个弥赛亚受一直想办法来伤他，可是最后还是神的女人的后裔会得胜。
So this means that Satan will continue to struggle against the Messiah or against the seed of the woman, but he will not be able to stop him.
所以如果我们明白了这个大的原则的时候，我们就知道为什么保罗说我们今天我们的征战不是与属血气的征战。
So if we were to understand the struggle, then we know what Paul meant when he said that our struggle is not against the things of this world.
我们的征战乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的以及属空中灵气的恶魔征战。
He says that our struggle is against the powers of darkness and the things of evil.
所以今天我们看到法老要来杀死婴孩。
So here we see that Pharaoh wants to kill all the infants.
其实是撒旦在法老的背后要让他来做这件事情。
It's really Satan behind Pharaoh, and he's prompting Pharaoh to act this way.
因为他要除掉那个女人的后裔。
Because he wants to destroy the seed of the woman.
当耶稣降生的时候，罗马的希律王也同样的要除掉两岁以下的婴孩。
At the birth of Jesus, King Herod also tried to kill all of the children under the year of under 2 years old.
到了启示录第十二章的时候，你看到那个敌基督那个龙，他要吞吃那个刚刚出生的婴孩。
If you look in Revelation, you also see that there is a dragon that is waiting to devour the seed of the woman.
所以你看，从创世纪到历史书，一直到新约耶稣降生时代到启示录。
If you see from Genesis all the way through the Old Testament and through the New Testament to Revelation,
整个的我们看到撒旦在发动一个超过时间、超过空间的一个战争。
You'll see that the struggle is not bound by space and by time.
所以你和我，还有我们历代所有的圣徒，都要经历这场征战。
So you and I and everybody in all of time, we are all involved in this struggle.
撒旦要破坏神救赎的旨意。
Satan wants to destroy the redemptive will of Christ.
但是最后他失败。
But in the end, he will fail.
所以今天我们要继续来看摩西怎么样逃过撒旦的这个阴谋。
So let's continue to see how Moses was able to escape this destruction of Satan.
请我们继续读出埃及记第二章一到十节。
Let's continue to read Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 to 10.
有一个利未家的人娶了一个利未女子为妻，那女人怀孕生了一个儿子，见她俊美，就藏了三个月，后来不能再藏，就取了一个蒲草箱，抹上石漆和石油，将孩子放在里头，把箱子搁在河边的 如敌中。好，我们就先读到第三节。
Okay, we'll read verses 1 to 3 first. Now a man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile.
所以我们看第四节再看下去。
Let's look at verse 4.
孩子的姐姐远远站着，要知道他究竟怎么样。法老的女儿来到河边洗澡，她的使女们在河边行走，她看见箱子在芦荻中，就打发一个婢女拿来。她打开箱子，看见那孩子，孩子哭了，她就可怜他，说这是希伯来人的一个孩子。孩子的姐姐对法老的女儿说，我去在希伯来妇人中叫一个奶妈来为你奶这孩子，可以不可以？
His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the river bank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her slave girl to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. This is one of the Hebrew babies, she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?
第八节开始，法老的女儿说可以，童女就去叫了孩子的母亲来。法老的女儿对她说，你把这孩子抱去，为我奶他，我必给你工价。妇人就抱了孩子去奶他，孩子渐长，妇人把他带到法老的女儿那里，就做了他的儿子。他给孩子起名叫摩西，意思说，因我把他从水里拉出来。
Yes, go, she answered, and the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you. So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, I drew him out of the water.
好，我们注意看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
这里说到她要怀孕，生了一个儿子。
It says, the woman became pregnant and gave birth to a son.
你知道从创世纪，从神给了那个命令，那个应许以后，一直就一直记载说怀孕生了孩子，怀孕生了孩子出现了十几次。
You know, in Genesis, this phrase comes up very often where it says that the woman became pregnant and gave birth to a son.
那么这个要生的孩子会不会就是那个女人的后裔呢？
So is this son, this child, is he the seed of the woman?
虽然每一个母亲看自己的孩子 baby 都是最俊美的。
Of course, every mother will look at her child and think that he is the best. Or the
这里说到摩西的父母看到他俊美就把他藏起来。
Here it says that the parents of Moses saw that he was a fine child and so they hid him.
只有你自己做了父母，尤其当你做了祖父母的时候。
Only if you are a parent and especially if you have become a grandparent.
你才会真的越来越体会什么叫做你看你自己的孩子是俊美的。
Only then will you understand what it means to think that your child is a very fine child.
在希伯来书第十一章二十三节里面，在对这一件事情同样的这么说的。
In
Hebrews.
In Hebrews.
十一章二十三节。
In Hebrews chapter 2, verse
11.
23.
那你说到摩西生下来，他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子，就因着信把他藏了三个月，并不怕亡命。
So in Hebrews it says that the parents of Moses saw that he was a fine child, but through faith they hid him.
注意这里说他因着信把他藏了三个月。
It says that by faith they hid him for 3 months.
摩西这个孩子被教养、被保留，是因为他父母的信心。
The child Moses, he was protected and saved because of the faith of his parents.
所以当他藏这个婴孩的时候，这是一个信心的征战。
So when they hid the child, then it was an act of faith.
所以撒旦跟神中间的拦阻，乃是一个在信心里面的一个作战。
So the struggle between God and Satan was
faith.
Was a struggle of faith.
可是，在第三节里面，这里说到摩西的母亲预备了蒲草香，而且抹上石漆跟石油。
In verse 3, it says that the mother of Moses took a papyrus basket and coated it with tar and pitch.
这里有一点很稀奇的地方。
This is something very interesting, remarkable.
如果你去查《创世纪》第六章里面讲到挪亚他预备方舟的时候
，If you look in Genesis chapter 6, in the retelling of how Noah built the ark,
那你讲到那个方舟挪亚预备的时候，在方舟里外也抹上松香。
You'll see that Noah also took the ark and he coated it with tar and pitch.
所以这个挪亚的方舟。保留保守的他全家人躲过了洪水的审判。
So through the ark, God was able to save Noah and his whole family from the flood.
可是这个时候，因为这个蒲草香所做抹上的这个漆，也让摩西逃过了法老的杀害。
So in this papyrus basket, which was also coated with tar and pitch, God is able to save Moses and the people of Israel from death.
你看，这个蒲草香跟那个方舟都是他们在信心里面。所预备的一个逃生的工具。
So you see that the ark of Noah and also this papyrus basket of Moses, they were both vessels of, I guess, of faith. You know.
后来的事情，那我们继续看下去的时候，这个事情的发展就更精彩了。精彩 ，it's amazing.
If we look at this, at all of these things, it's very amazing.
而且你会看到精彩到很多不可以思议、不能想象得到的一些巧合。
It actually is so amazing that in a lot of cases it seems almost unbelievable.
法老的女儿到河边洗澡。
So Pharaoh's daughter goes to the Nile to bathe.
哎，捡到了一个男孩子。
She picks up a young boy.
当然一打开一看，她就知道看到这是个受过割礼的希伯来的男孩子。
So when she opens the basket, she sees that this is a child who has been circumcised. This is a Hebrew baby.
她竟然这个孩子会可爱到她敢违背她父亲法老王的命令。
And she looks at the child and it moves her so much that she would, you know, bring him into her house.
她不但收养他。
Not only does she take him and raise him,
他还要接受那个女孩子的建议，要付钱给一个希伯来的妇人来乳养这个孩子。
But she even decides to pay a Hebrew woman to nurse the baby.
这些巧合，你看起来在人看起来都很稀奇的。
If we look at all of this from a human point of view, then it's very amazing.
今天很多的父母，我们就讲一点生活上的事。今天有很多的父母认为你在家里面抚养自己的孩子是一个损失。
Today many parents think that for the wife to stay at home and take care of the children, you're losing money.
你认为少赚了好多的钱。
Because you lose one of the incomes, so it's a big financial loss.
你知道这个算术是对的，可是这是地上的算术。
You know this is true, but this is by the calculation of the world.
如果我们用信心的眼光来算的话
，If we were to calculate it by the eyes of heaven，
你是赚到了，你没有损失，你那个你所赚到的不是那些钱可以来不是来比较的。
Then what you've earned is not money that you can count。
摩西被法老的女儿收养了以后，他竟然从一个被判死刑的一个奴隶的孩子变成了。
So when Pharaoh took the baby Moses, he went from being almost dead to becoming a prince of Egypt.
那后来他怎么样了呢？
So what happened to him next?
在《使徒行传》第七章里面说这样的记载的。
In Acts chapter 7,
那里说到他被丢弃的时候，法老的女儿捡了去，养为自己的儿子。摩西学了埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都大有才能。
Well, then it says that when the daughter of Pharaoh took Moses, then he was educated in all the ways of Egypt, so that he was great in speech and in action.
这个故事的发展，看到摩西这一生的发展，实在是太神话故事，太神奇了。Miss.
Okay, all these things it just seems so amazing that it must be like a myth or a fairy tale.
就好像摩西他40岁以前他在埃及的王宫里面做王子。
If you think for the first 40 years of Moses' life, he lived in Egypt and he was a prince.
他受最好的教育，他有最好的训练。
He had the best education and the best upbringing.
因此在他第一个40年里面，他认为他什么都是可以做的。
So in his first 40 years, he was thinking, I am able.
一直到后来40岁的时候，他 一拳打死了一个埃及人以后
But when he was 40 years old, he struck down and killed an Egyptian.
他逃到了旷野
And he had to flee into the wilderness.
在那里活了40年
He lived there for 40 years.
所以第二个40年使得摩西觉得他什么都不行了
So in the second 40 years of Moses' life, he knew that he was unable.
以前所受的教育，以前所受的训练，今天用在他要管的那几只羊身上，通通不 work。
All of his education and all of his upbringing, it seemed like it was being wasted on Moses just caring for the sheep.
所以他从第一个四十年我能够进入了第二个四十年我不能够
So from his first 40 years, he knew, he thought, I can, or I am able. In the second 40 years, he became aware that I am unable, I cannot.
这个时候神才呼召他要出来带领200万的以色列人出埃及
So this is when God called Moses to bring the Israelites out of Egypt.
这最后的四十年是彰显出神能够的四十年。
So the last 40 years of Moses' life were marked by this knowledge that God is able.
所以我们看到摩西的三个四十年的生命。
So we'll see that Moses has three increments of 40 years in his life.
从我能够
from I can
变到了我什么都不能
to I cannot
到最后他终于明白只有神能。
And at the end, he finally realized that only God can.
弟兄姊妹，这就是福音的过程。
Brothers and sisters, this is the work of the gospel.
如果你今天还认为你能，什么都是靠着你。
If today you think that you are able or you can do anything,
福音没有办法进到你里面。
Then the gospel has no way of entering your life.
你如果碰到一点失败，你认为我什么都不能。
If you come across any sort of difficulty and you think I cannot,
这个福音在你身上一点作用都没有。
Then this gospel is of no use in your life.
只有当我们经历过我能我不能以后，你才能够进入神能。
Only when you have experienced I can, I cannot, then can you pass on to yes, God is able.
才能够真的来活出福音的生命。
Only then can you truly live out the gospel.
而且这个孩子摩西的名字有一个非常奇妙的意义。
And the meaning of the name Moses also has something very interesting.
所以要把他从水里救出来。
It says that they draw out from the water.
如果你注意到的时候，当在马太福音里面讲到。耶稣要降生的时候
If you look in the book of Matthew, when Jesus was going to be coming to earth,
天使告诉约瑟跟玛利亚说，你要给这个孩子起个名字，叫做耶稣。
The angel said to Moses, said to Mary and to Joseph that you must give the child the name Jesus.
这个耶稣的名字意思就是他要把自己的百姓从罪恶里面救出来。
And then the meaning of the name Jesus is that he will deliver the people from darkness.
所以我们在摩西的这个身上，我们看到了福音。
So we can see the gospel in the life of Moses.
那么撒旦他在摩西，他从摩西生出来的时候，就是一直要扼杀，要杀死这个福音。
So from the time that Moses was born, Satan just wanted to destroy him, to destroy this gospel or the redemptive will of God.
所以你今天弟兄姊妹，今天我经过了2008年，经过了2009年。
Brothers and sisters, we've gone through 2008 and 2009.
我不知道你今天你信心的光景是怎么样。
I don't know what the state of your heart is.
你是在摩西的这三个四十年的哪一个阶段？
In which of these 40 years are you, like in Moses' life?
哦，你认为哦这些金融风暴对我都影响不了，我是最棒的，所以还有很多公司要留我，要抢着我。
Do you think that I am able? I am most capable. Everybody wants me and wants all the things that I am able to do.
还是你突然发现怎么搞的，公司也不要我了？我为公司做了30年，他就一下子就叫我走路。
Or have you discovered that nobody wants me? Even the company that I work for, maybe I've been there for 30 years, but they let me go. Nobody wants me.
只有我们经过了这些，我们的信心里面建立在神的眼光里面的时候，我们才能够体验到福音在我们身上的作用。
Only when we see these things through the eyes of God, can we understand that He is able.
撒旦一次又一次的要破坏神的旨意。
Again and again, Satan tried to destroy the will of God.
但最后他都失败了。
But he always failed.
神跟撒旦中间的这个征战啊，看起来非常有意思。
The struggle between God and Satan is very interesting.
常常看起来就是撒旦好像他采取主动，而且他看着他要得胜了。
It seems often that Satan is going to succeed in his plans.
可是最后竟然都是神得胜。
But in the end, it is always God who has the victory.
我想我们中间很多的父母，你带你的孩子去学这个柔道、空手道，对不对？
I think many parents here probably take their children to go learn martial arts or judo.
你知道那个柔道高手最厉害的人，他最用的方法就是借力使力。就是当你的敌人那么大的力气来攻击你的时候，他很轻松的一波就把你对手弄倒了。
Did you know that the judo masters, the ones who are the highest level, they are most able to take the opponent's strength and use it against them?
又好像最近你看，我们在这个常常看到很多科学家要培养这个疫苗。
Another example of this is if we see the scientists who are trying to develop vaccines for certain illnesses.
他们就是要把那些细菌，有害的细菌，他从细菌里面，他可以培养出杀死细菌的疫苗来。
They use bacteria and they cultivate it in such a way that they can use the bacteria to kill bacteria.
这就是神对撒旦的那个拦阻，对他的一些打击。
So this is the way that God approaches Satan.
可是这里我要让弟兄姊妹看到，这对撒旦来讲，实在他整个攻击的计划充满了对他自己的讽刺。
But if you see the actions of Satan, you'll see that there's a great irony in the way that the events pan out.
我们至少看三方面对撒旦有什么样的讽刺呢？
Let's look at the irony of three ways of Satan.
第一个，我们看到就是撒旦越逼迫，可是以色列人越生得多。
The first way is we see that as Satan oppresses the Israelites, they tend to flourish and they multiply and become more numerous.
在历史上面，我们看到只要福音越被逼迫，福音就越广传。
We see that whenever the gospel is pressed down or oppressed, that is when the gospel flourishes the most.
我们也看到撒旦要借着这个收生婆，要借着女人来杀害，来实行灭种的计划。
We see that Satan wanted to use women, the midwives, in order to destroy the Israelites.
可是神却借着收生婆，借着摩西的姐姐，借着摩西的母亲，也借着女人来破坏撒旦的计划。
But God uses these women, the midwives, the sister of Moses, the mother of Moses, and Pharaoh's daughter, just all women, he uses them to make his will come true.
法老王要借着尼罗河来把婴孩淹死。
Satan wanted to use the Nile to drown the babies.
可是神却借着尼罗河把一个摩西这个婴孩送到了法老家的门口。
But God actually used the Nile to deliver Moses into the house of Pharaoh.
如果你在整个圣经上里面看的时候，你看像撒旦他要借着约瑟的弟兄来杀死他。
You can see also in Genesis that Satan tried to use Joseph's brothers in order to kill him.
到最后约瑟做宰相的时候，
But in the end, when Joseph was the prime minister,
他告诉他的弟兄说,
he said to his brothers,
从前你们的意思是要害我, 可是神的意思是好的。
That you meant evil for me, but God used it for good.
所以今天我能够到这里来, 乃是可以保全你们的性命, 成就今天的光景。
So that today, God has brought me here so that I can protect you and I can be used for his people.
所以我们看到神救赎的旨意一再的胜过撒旦的拦阻。
So you see that God's redemptive will is always overcome Satan's.
自从神宣告了女人的后裔要伤你的头，你只能够伤她的脚跟以后。
We see if we remember in Genesis, it said that the seed of Satan will strike the heel of the seed of woman, but the woman's offspring will crush the head of Satan.
撒旦就千方百计的用各样的方法要除掉这个夏娃的后裔。
So Satan again and again tries to kill the seed of the woman.
亚伯，亚当的孩子，亚伯是第一个被杀的牺牲品。
The child of Adam, is Abel, was the first.
后来以色列百姓被掳了，被 captive.
And then the Israelites were captive, were taken captive.
在以斯帖记里面，你又看到那个哈曼要除掉，要灭种，要灭掉犹太人。
In the book of Esther, we can see that Haman wanted to destroy all the Israelites.
一直到了新约的时候，我们刚刚已经想过，又借着罗马政府，希律王要杀死以色列两岁以下的婴孩。
We see also, as we had mentioned before, that King Herod in the time of Jesus wanted to kill all of the infants.
不止圣经上这样说。
It's not only in the Bible.
你如果看几十年前我们近代的历史里面，你看到希特勒也做这样的事。
If you think back in history, just a few decades ago, Hitler tried to kill all the Israelites as well.
撒旦还是没有成功。
Satan still has not succeeded.
撒旦不甘心。不甘心 ，not willing to accept this.
Okay, Satan is not willing to accept this.
所以他又借着当耶稣来到世界上的时候，又借着旷野四十天的试探，想要让耶稣不要经过十字架，却得到荣耀。
So when Jesus was on earth, Satan tempted him for 40 days and 40 nights and tried to stop him from going to the cross.
又借着那些要反对他的人，把他推下悬崖。
And all right. And he even wanted the followers of Jesus to throw him off of a cliff.
他借着犹大他的门徒来出卖他。
And through Judas, he betrayed Jesus.
他借着宗教法庭，借着罗马的军人来鞭打他，来羞辱他。
Through the Roman soldiers and also the religious court. He beat Jesus and he hurt him.
最后把他钉死在十字架上。
And in the end, they crucified him.
他以为他得胜了。
He thought that he had the victory.
但是我们看到，当圣经里面说耶稣在十字架上，他喊出最后的一句话的时候
，But we see in the Bible that when Jesus was on the cross, the last words that he spoke.
他说成了的时候，圣殿里面的幔子裂开了两半。
He cried, "It is finished," and then the curtain in the temple was split in two.
人跟神中间就再没有拦阻，人可以直接到神的面前。
So the barrier between God and man was split in two, so that God could approach, so man could approach God directly.
三天以后，耶稣从死里复活了。
And then 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead.
耶稣的死跟复活就应验了创世纪第三章十五节的话。
So, Jesus' death and resurrection is the fulfillment of the prophecy in Genesis.
女人的后裔要伤你的头，你只能伤他的脚跟。
That the seed of the woman will crush the head of Satan, but Satan is only able to strike his heel.
这是对撒旦最大的一个讽刺。
This is the greatest irony of Satan.
神救赎的旨意胜过撒旦的拦阻。
That God's redemptive will overcomes all the destructive power of Satan.
所以我们看到希伯来书第二章十四节这样说的。Hebrews.
So in Hebrews we see.
2:14.
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14.
那里说到儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
It says, since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil.
彼得前书第二章二十四节又说到，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。
In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, it says, He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed.
所以我们看到圣经的一再的印证，耶稣的死，事实上是他的得胜。
So we see through the Bible that the death of Christ was the salvation of us all.
那怎么样应用到我们的生活里面呢？
So how can we apply this to our lives?
我们讲了这么多，怎么样这些我们知道神胜过了撒旦，那怎么能够在我生命里面活出来呢？
So all that we have been speaking of is that God has defeated Satan, but how can this show up in our lives?
我只很简单的提两点。
I'm going to very simply speak on 2 points.
第一个就是我们看到摩西和以色列百姓，他们在面对着这些撒旦的攻击的时候，他们能做什么？
First we see Moses and Israel in the face of Satan. What were they able to do?
他们什么都不能做。
They cannot do anything.
法老王要杀死你，你连逃命的机会都没有。
When Pharaoh wants to kill you, you cannot escape.
一个小婴孩能够为自己能够做什么抵抗？
How can an infant defend itself?
你回想一下，你生命里面有许多的危险是怎么度过的
？Think back on your life when there have been many dangers and struggles. How did you pass them?
我记得我们的老弟兄孟老弟兄，他做见证的时候讲到他生命中几次大的灾难都不是他可以 c 靠自己能够保全他的生命。
I know the story of Brother Meng, and he went through many difficulties and many hard times. How was he able to go through them?
我们或许不要讲到说，哎，那么生死的事，你就认来想想看，你今天能够有一个好的工作，能够进入一个好的学校，能够有健康的身体，是靠着什么？
We don't need to see just those big difficulties, but even just today, for us to have jobs, to have families, and to go to school, how do we go through these things?
你以为是你的学问，是你的美貌，是你的才能，还是金钱能够救你脱离这些？
Do you think that it is by your own knowledge or your own beauty, or by your own money that you can surpass all the difficulties?
我们如果谦卑地在神面前，你来真的活在神的面前的，你会发现除了恩典以外，这些一切都是恩典。
If we come humbly before God, then we will know that it is only by grace that we can live.
所以福音要应用到我们生命里面，第一个你要知道了，就是一切都是白白的恩典。
The first thing that we need to know, in order to apply this to our life, is that it is only by grace that we can live.
第二
，secondly，
我们看到撒旦不甘心，他仍然要一再的来逼迫我们，要拦阻我们过得胜的生活。
We see that Satan wants to continue to oppress us and to destroy our lives and our faith.
他要怎么做呢
？How will he do it？
他用谎言、引诱或者威胁等等论断、猜疑，让我们去怀疑人家说的话，使我们落到很可怕的光景里。
He uses lies and temptation, doubts and criticism in order to destroy us.
使我们会嫉妒，我们会害怕，我们会贪心，我们会淫乱。
He wants us to fall into jealousy and greed and fear and sexual immorality and unforgiveness.
我们落入这些不饶恕人，我们痛苦的混乱的里面。
He wants to take away our joy and our ability to forgive other people.
使我们失去了我们生命中应该跟别人、跟人中间应该有的合一、应该有的喜乐。
He wants to destroy our relationship with other people.
所以我们就没有办法享受那个福音得胜的生命。
So we cannot receive the full life of the gospel.
所以我们必须在信心里面，我们要信入，要信从神的话。
So in faith, we must trust what God has to say.
我们相信圣灵。他会引导我们，我们要能够在信心里面跟着圣灵来走十字架的道路。
So through obedience and through the Spirit, we must walk the way of the cross.
我们要把自己的面子摆下来。
We want to take ourselves and put it down.
你不要因为人家得罪了你，你就死要面子，不肯饶恕。
Do not think that just because somebody has wronged you that you cannot forgive them.
所以你就活在那些痛苦中的撒旦的诡计。
If you do that, then you live in bitterness and in suffering as Satan wants you to.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
什么叫福音
？What is the gospel？
那就是我们自己不行，神行，神可以。
It is that we are unable, but that God is able.
只有当我们把自己摆到这样信心里面。
Only when we put ourselves in this faith,
我们就可以知道，当我们事情做得好的时候，我们也不骄傲；我们事情做得不好的时候，我们也不灰心。
Then we know that when we succeed, that we will not be proud, or that when we fail, we will not be discouraged.
撒旦会吓我们，也会伤害我们。
Satan will frighten us, and he will hurt us.
但是神救赎的旨意一定胜过撒旦的拦阻。
But God's redemptive will certainly overcome Satan.
越明白福音的内容，就越能够在信心里面信靠神。
The more that we understand this truth, the more that we are able to depend on God.
求神恩待我们在新的一年里面。
We pray that in this new year,
使我们更经历这个福音的能力。
God will make us more able to live this gospel.
但愿今年我们都以一个期盼的心，我们能够把旧约走一遍。从旧约很快的，我们从各卷书里面，我们来看神旧约中的福音在哪里。
So this year we're going to continue to look in the Old Testament and see how God's redemptive will has saved us.
我们不但有圣经的知识
，We cannot just have Bible knowledge.
而且我们也能够在生活中活出来。
But we must also apply it to our lives.
请我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
恩主啊，你知道我没有办法把你的旨意讲得完全的清楚。
Gracious God, we know that I am unable to clearly speak out all of your will.
可是求主你就一再的用着其他的仆人们，包括我自己， 能够在今年里面把福音讲得更透彻。
But I pray that with your other servants and with myself, you will be able to make your gospel message more clearly spoken.
而且让弟兄姊妹能够活出福音的生活。
That these brothers and sisters may fully live out the life of the gospel.
知道你是那永远得胜的主。
And know that you are the everlasting and the salvation.
我们不怕撒旦给我们的攻击。
That we will not fear the destruction of Satan.
我们这样感谢祷告，乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you and we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.